97.9 The Hill and Chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in our community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill.
Thank you so much for joining us today. My guest is Pam Goodman, who is the founder of K6 Easy. That's the letter K, the number 6, E-A-S-Y. Pam, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. Pam, K6 Easy, why don't you tell us about that business?
K6 Easy, I'm an educational consultant. So I work with parents, teachers, and students to empower the students with skills and confidence.
That's what you love. I can hear your passion for it already. Why'd you start the business, Pam?
I started the business because our children are our most valuable resource, and I have young children of my own who now are in high school, and they have had a great public education, absolutely amazing. I hear parents talking in the parking lot about teachers and teachers talking about parents, and I feel like we need a movement, and I'm about to start a movement where we will take our ranking of 28th in the world in education and make us number one.
28th in the world,
yes.
And North Carolina, even lower than that for this country. What made you, you started off as a teacher, or did you start off as something else and then get involved with K6? Tell us your history here.
So I have a teaching degree. I also have a business degree. When I graduated, I actually went into the business world. I worked for a company called Nortel.
Yes, Nortel.
Yes, and I had a great career and I loved it, started a family, and then Nortel started downsizing as my family started upsizing. And I ended up getting laid off when they closed out the plant and everything, and I ended up taking my teaching degree and using that with my children. And my son could count to 100 at one.
Ooh.
My daughter talked at 6 months old, and I just, as a teacher, I knew what to do to prepare my kids to the next level. There were also skills that I needed to teach them as a mom, that those two worlds mix. And so one of the things I embrace is that I have met many moms who would do anything for their children if they just knew what to do.
Knew what to do. What are some examples? What do you offer to these moms if they only knew what to do? Can you give our audience some examples of what you offer?
Well, for example, I usually get a person calling me, and the first thing I tell them to is order my books. And the first book, Unleash Your Child's Potential, is about how children learn. So once you understand your child's learning style, you can build their confidence by teaching them skills like how to get dressed, how to clean your room.
How to count to 100.
Correct. Yes. The way they learn. Uh-huh. And so that's a powerful tool, because the way kids build confidence is by mastering skills. Have you ever seen a kid when they've mastered how to walk on their own, the pride in their face, riding a bike, those kinds of things? My hope is that the parents can teach their child skills at home, because skills build confidence. Mm-hmm. And then they can take that confidence that they built at home and bring it into the classroom.
Mm-hmm. What ages do you focus on, Pam?
My sweet spot is preschool to fifth grade. I believe, though, when as an infant, you can see your child's gifts and talents as little as that. Mm-hmm. But the sweet spot for me is preschool to fifth grade.
Now, do you work one-on-one with these schools, with the children? What's your modus operandi for K6 Easy?
So I have tutored thousands of children. I've been part of research grants where I've worked with hundreds of children in schools at a time. Right now, my mission is to reach the masses. I feel like the United States is 28th in the world in education. I feel like the federal government cares so much and is spending a lot of money on education, but the resources that the money is being spent on is not working. I have resources that work. Every child that I worked with, every parent that I've empowered has empowered their child. I have seen children go from being suspended students to AB honor roll.
Oh!
I have seen my daughter went from first grade reading to fifth grade reading in one day.
Wow.
I use those tools with my son, and then I've used the tools with other people that I've worked with. It's very powerful, and we need to embrace how our children learn and build their confidence by speaking their language.
You mentioned you have a teacher certificate. Did you learn that as you were going to be educated yourself, or how are you so smart in this area?
Well, first of all, I think I have the love of learning that is in my genes. I think I was born that way. My mom said I taught myself how to read. And so I love the passion. I love learning. I learn from people every day. I noticed with my children, I would make things for them and they'd say, oh, Mom, I wish you taught at school. And I would share it with a teacher. And many teachers would ask me if they could make copies for all the other kids. Wow. So I feel like I have a gift on teaching myself. Mm-hmm. So I love learning. It's in me and I love teaching. So I'm a great student and I'm a pretty good teacher.
And passionate about education.
Yes, because children are our most valuable resource. And if we're not building them up, who's going to build them up?
Yes. Now, Pam, normally at this point in the show, I ask for contact information, but you want contact information from specific kinds of groups or organizations. Why don't you tell our audience who you'd like to have contact you?
Right. So I would like to reach the masses, people who speak to parents of preschool to fifth grade children, nonprofits who provide resources, PTA presidents, principals, any groups that have the love of children and want to help parents be empowered so they can empower their children.
Got it. What is your contact information, Pam?
Our email is k6easy@gmail.com. We have a website, k6easy.com. And our number is 919-272-2617.
And that phone number one more time.
919-272-2617.
How'd you come up with the name K6Easy?
It's funny. I actually started with connecting the dots for kids. I thought, but I got some legal advice, and I had a creative man come up with the name K6Easy, letting kids know that it's easy to learn when you know how.
Ah, and you looked up K6Easy. It wasn't taken. It's your company, and there we are.
There we are.
Oh, my goodness. What struggles have you had so far in keeping your business afloat? How old is your business, by the way? When did you start it?
I've been tutoring and working with children since 1999. My business was incorporated in 2013. I actually wrote books at that point. I wish to reach the masses in any way possible so that every child knows that they are fully capable of learning and they just might not understand something yet.
All right. Pam, let's take a break. And when we come back, let's hear more about your fabulous business, K6Easy. Right. You're listening to WCHL. My guest today is Pam Goodman, who is the founder of K6Easy. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Today's Business, focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest is Pam Goodman, who is the founder of K6Easy. That's the letter K, the number 6, E-A-S-Y. Pam, tell us how you market your business.
Currently today, we do it through word-of-mouth marketing. We love children. As educators, we understand that mastering skills builds children's confidence. Through many years of experience, research grants, and thousands of children, we understand how children learn and that every moment is a teachable moment. Parents are born their child's first teacher, but are not given a teaching degree. Embrace your child's learning style and watch as your child ignites their love of learning while building their own self-confidence. Mm-hmm. I know every parent would love it if their child was empowered, confident, innovative, risk-taker, and a leader at school.
And we're talking about children from preschool to what level?
Right now, my sweet spot is preschool to fifth grade, but I've had middle school students read my books as well.
Now, you mentioned your books. Please educate us about the books you've written.
I have 4 books. They have all been translated into Spanish. The first book is called Unleash Your Child's Potential. This book teaches parents how their children learns. Mm-hmm. The second book in the series is Homework Hassles. This eliminates the drama in one night with many ideas. The first idea is if the child is not being taught the way they learn during the school day, we need that fixed right away, and every principal would be grateful to know that. But there's 99 other things you can do at home to eliminate the drama.
Right.
The third book in the series is How to Be the Best Student You Can Be. I have had many children who don't like going to school. They're A students. I've had kids who have been suspended half the school year. They read this book and they turn it around because they understand their job.
Mm-hmm.
And I've met with the school, and one school in particular, this child was being suspended. And after reading this book, he turned into an AB honor roll student.
Wow.
The school said, I don't understand. We told him all the time. I said, yes, you told him auditorily with negative emotion. This child is a gifted visual learner who could read the why and read with no emotion and read it five times if he needed it to process it. And now he's an AB honor roll student.
That's some story. And your fourth book?
The fourth book in the series is The Visual Guide. And this guide, I actually targeted the younger kids because I created visuals for home, how to build your child up, like how to calm down with visuals, how to get dressed by yourself, how to clean your room by yourself, things like no hitting, little things that toddlers do, but taught visually. And then I have a powerful lesson for each grade level that they need to learn, like how to follow directions. What is that? What are the class rules? What are the hall rules? How to count to 100.
Mm-hmm.
I've taught children in 5 minutes how to count to 100 using color and structure.
My goodness.
This is powerful because I tell the parent, as you go through this, if it clicks with your child, download it and give it to your child's teacher.
Yeah.
Then the teacher is very connected into what works for your child so they can access those resources at school. And because we have a lot of first-year teachers, I think they would appreciate knowing really quickly what clicks at home and what works for your child. Not that it's your child, not that it's your classroom; it's still the teacher's classroom.
Right.
But it helps very quickly to align with the teacher. And then I also have things to do at home in first grade to build your child's confidence with what they're learning that year. In second grade, what to do that builds their confidence for that year. Third grade, fourth grade, and ending with fifth grade.
Do you find, Pam, that boys and girls are all the same in terms of your training? Do you have to alter anything because a boy might think something differently than a girl might, vice versa?
Actually, nobody knows what anyone thinks and feels unless they tell them. And I love children so much that they know I'm not judging them. I talk about Dr. Howard Gardner's multiple intelligence, that I know that they're smart. We just need to understand a new way to show them, and that they just don't understand it yet. And it has nothing to do with intelligence. And I think they feel that comfortable to tell me and to share with me what they need. And I know that kids do that with their parents,
right,
when they feel comfortable and it's not in the moment, like when the homework's due.
Right, right. Critical. Pam, what other offerings does K6 Easy have?
Well, I'm a speaker. I'm a consultant. I'm an educator. I've done professional development for universities. I'm a school coach, and of course, I'm an author.
Oh, yes, my goodness. Give us your contact information, and we want to repeat, the people who you'd like to have contact, you want to fall into two categories. One, people who might want to get your books and get involved with your business, and two, people who can offer you grants so that you can work on a larger scale. You prefer not to work one-on-one. So give us your information, please, if people want to contact you.
Our email is k6easy@gmail.com. Our website is k6easy.com. And our contact number is 919-272-2617.
One more time with the phone number.
919-272-2617.
Thank you, Pam. Pam, who do you consider to be your competitors in this arena?
I believe that tutoring companies and parents are actually the competition, because when a child is really frustrated and they can't do their homework, the parent or the tutoring company is teaching them the skill that they didn't master at school or they can't recall from school. And so my hope is that the parents really become active participants in how their child learns by building their confidence, so that their needs can be met at school and that they're learning at school. And so that when the child is tired at the end of the day, they're not having to be fresh in their mind like it's 8 a.m. in the morning.
My goodness. Have you ever had a student who just couldn't learn or master what you're trying to teach them to overcome?
I've had a few students who don't really want to learn. They'd rather be on their iPad. They'd rather be on their computer. I believe that everybody makes choices and children make choices. Sometimes the children are too young to make the choice of electronics or something at home than schoolwork. And then when that happens, the parent has to take that choice away. So then it's not such a hard choice. I also believe that the car ride is a great way to build skills for children. And I'm sure that sounds crazy, but having a book in the car that's high interest for a child when they're running around doing errands, that's 15, 20 minutes where the child may be bored, definitely not on an iPad. They'll pick up their book or practice their math facts or these white erase boards with color markers and practice writing. So the car ride is a great place where parents aren't adding more to the schedule, but they're using their time wisely.
That makes sense. Pam, let's take a break. And when we come back, I want to hear about some of your successes. Now that I've asked you about what students don't want to learn, you've defined that for us. So we'll take a break and come back. You are listening to WCHL. My guest today is Pam Goodman, who is the founder of K6 Easy. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Today's Business, focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We are back. My guest today is Pam Goodman, who is the founder of K6 Easy. That's the letter K, the number 6, E-A-S-Y, K6 Easy. Pam, when we left off, you were describing your fantastic books and how they help children. Are these books also available online?
They are at Amazon, any online bookstore, available soft copy, downloadable, and hard copy.
Should a person just Google your name to find your books, or you want to give us the title of those books again?
They could just Google my name, Pam Goodman. However, if they wanted the names, they are, again, Unleash Your Child's Potential, Homework Hassles, How to Be the Best Student You Can Be, and The Visual Guide.
And does the parent read the book to the student? Or does the student read the book themselves? How does that work? What's the best process?
So the best process is for the parent to read the book by themselves. After they've read it, they should read it with their child. Mm-hmm. After they've read it to their child, they should give it to their child's teacher. The concept is there are three ingredients to a wonderful, amazing education: the parent, the teacher, and the child. So if the parent and the child are in alignment with teacher-approved teaching tools, the teacher, who most likely might be a first-year teacher now, will easily be in alignment and will have easy access to the resources deep into their school.
That makes sense. Pam, I also want to share with the audience what we talked about during our break. I mentioned in the last segment that you prefer not to work one-on-one, that you prefer to reach the masses, but you corrected me. Would you tell our audience what you had to say?
I would love to be one-on-one with every child that I could be with. I love children. I love the connection. I have several families call me the kid whisperer.
I love that.
I want to reach the masses. I feel like every child is so important. Our children are our most valuable resource. The United States is 28th in the world. I see signs that one-third of children are reading. It breaks my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's nothing wrong with these children. So I am seeking deeply anyone who has resources of how we can get this message to the masses, grant writers, people who give resources to parents, because I believe that if the parent and the child are 100% in alignment with teacher-approved tools, we can change it like
that. And you're going to make it happen. Absolutely. Pam, why don't you tell us very quickly before our time runs out, what's the biggest success you've had that you'd like to share?
Well, I've had one-on-one with many children, and I can tell you that, you know, the child will come to me and say that they hate getting Fs. Mm-hmm. And I will show them examples of things that aren't traditional, for example, like teaching filtering distractions.
Filtering distractions. Okay.
Yes. So, for example, you know, parents don't realize that that's a skill that a child can learn. They might think, oh, my kid is just naturally distracted. And it's a skill. And we have to practice that skill. And if we take the emotion out of that skill, and I explain to the child what we're doing and what it is. And I have an example. He was a very gifted learner visually. But his eyes kept turning to the class clown. And so I literally moved his head and said, look, when your eyes look at the class clown, you're not looking at the teacher. So in through the eyes, out through the hand. There's no way you cannot get another F.
Yes.
And so if you don't look at the teacher and you don't look at the lesson, then you're choosing to get another F, and there's nothing I can do to help you.
Right.
And so, and then I explained to him why there was a class clown, and I told him to do an experiment. Just try it. Try looking at the teacher and not looking at the child.
And
he
worked.
Went to A, B, honor roll again.
Beautiful. Pam, we're out of time. I thank you so much for sharing with us what you can do to help our children prosper and learn. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to WCHL. My guest today has been Pam Goodman, who is the founder of K6Easy. This is Sharon Hill. Thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Remember, you can find this episode and all other episodes of Today's Business on our website, chapelboro.com. Join us again next week for the next edition of Today's Business on 97.9 The Hill.